at
Village Around Lake, May 18, 2015, regular board meeting.
Good evening, everybody.
Good evening, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you. That's so much better. I'd like to call to order the Village of Round Lake regular board meeting for May 18th, 2015, 7 p.m. Madam Clerk, roll call.
Trustee Foy.
Yes.
Trustee Fred.
Present.
Trustee Crowley.
Present.
Trustee Newby.
Present.
Trustee Rodriguez.
Present.
Trustee Trippin.
Present.
Don, would you please lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance? Thank you, Don. Can I get a motion for item 3.1 to approve the minutes of the regular board meeting of May 4, 2015?
So moved. Second.
Motion made by Trustee Newby, seconded by Trustee Fry. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Item 4.1, any public comment? There is no public. Hi, Luke. You want to say anything?
Hello,
I may get a motion for the consent agenda, which is item 5.1 and 5.2 as follows. Approve accounts payable in the amount of $316,468.51. Item 5.2, approve payroll for the period ending May 3, 2015 in the amount of $165,319.56.
Second.
Motion made by Trustee Crowley, seconded by Trustee Trippin. Any discussion, amendments, etc.? Madam Clerk, roll call.
Trustee Crowley.
Yes.
Trustee Newby.
Aye.
Trustee Rodriguez.
Aye.
Trustee Trippin.
Aye.
Trustee Foy.
Yes.
Trustee Fry.
Aye.
Motion carries. Anything from the clerk's office?
No, sir.
Very good. Administration, Finance, Police?
No, sir.
Very good. I get a motion for item 10.1 to adopt a resolution ratifying repairs to the combination tractor in the amount of $2,493.68 by Westside Tractor Sales.
So moved.
Motion made by Trustee Foy, seconded by Trustee Newby. Any discussion? I believe this item was not on Committee of the Whole at the last meeting.
Emergency,
but just for the record, can we say what it is?
It's a repair for the village's combination tractor, which is the only backhoe that the village currently has. It's required if we have any sort of main break. And it's therefore deemed an emergency repair, so we get that piece of equipment back as quickly as possible.
The repair was for?
Hydraulic oil.
Thank you. Any other discussion, comments? Madam Clerk, roll call.
Trustee Trippin.
Aye.
Trustee Foy?
Yes.
Trustee Fry?
Aye.
Trustee Crowley?
Aye.
Trustee Newby?
Aye.
Trustee Rodriguez?
Aye.
Motion carries. Community Development, Building and Zoning, Special Events. I will comment on Special Events. The Special Events Department, we'll call it, whatever the appropriate title was for that activity of people. I'm going to dissolve the Special Events Board. We will not have special events, separate special events meetings anymore. The one that took the most time and took a lot of work was obviously Hometown Fest. The board decided that we would not do Hometown Fest anymore. It's been a struggle. We haven't had much growth in it, and we've seen growth in other areas such as our tree lighting ceremony. Last year we had tremendous turnout for National Night Out. Our National Day of Prayer recognition is growing, and so is Arbor Day. So we've made a decision to take some of that time, money, and effort that we put into Hometown Fest and put it into these functions that are starting to grow on their own and see if we can promote those and make them even better than what they are. So each one of those, quote, special events are going to be handled by the department that they're affiliated with, such as Arbor Day will be handled by Director Weedoff of Public Works. The National Night Out will be held by and promoted by the police department. Each one of those departments are encouraged to stay in contact with their department liaison, see what help they can bring to you, give you guidance on what's happened in the past. I'm sure you already know that, but work closely with the liaisons that's to your department, and we will discuss those topics here at the regular board meeting. It should be quick, it should be simple, and we'll pass whatever we need to pass for approval. It's canceled for this year. It's definitely canceled for this year. If things turn out and we go forward with it on another year, we can revitalize it and visit it at that time. But right now, it's officially canceled. Any questions on that? Thank you. Trustee liaisons, first of all, I want to just point out, obviously you noticed that you're sitting in different positions. This has been done for one primary thing. We have had a very cohesive board. We've had a new election, and I think this board will continue to be cohesive and work well together. The one thing that I wanted to do was split up from a team over here that was a slate in a particular election and a team over here that was a slate in a particular election 2 years later. And it was left and right, and I didn't want to have that sense of dividedness. We're working together. Let's sit together and work well together. And that's the reason why we're all sitting in different locations.
And after all of this, you know, there's only one person that didn't get moved yet.
Yeah, you know,
it's
only one.
He's a senior trustee, all right? Yeah. Another seat was rejected.
Just a classic.
Yeah,
okay.
He's a
class.
So anyways, y'all, Steve, how did I look?
Great.
Looks like a great board, doesn't it?
Just
remember,
you can't throw stuff
at me. So anyways, looking forward to the future with the new board. Don't forget, again, we are a team. We are cohesive. We can have different points of view, different opinions. I always ask that you do your research on the topic. Don't vote with your heart. Vote what is smart for the village. That is the best thing that I can recommend, and let's work well together. Congratulations to everybody on your first board meeting, our newly elected officials, and I look forward to working with all of you. 14.2, just in case my encouraging words are not good enough, I will hand it over to Mr. Zimmerman from the Tressler Group, Governing with Confidence, which is coming up this Thursday, the 28th. I'm looking forward to that, Mike. Thank you. Anything you want to add to it?
No, everybody's invited. Mayor, all the elected officials and the city or village administrator are invited, and it's usually a very good program. We cover what we believe are the essential information for newly elected trustees as well as a refresher course for seasoned trustees. And so it's been well attended, and we get very good feedback, so you're all invited. So come on and join us.
Looking forward to it. I will certainly be there. Thank you.
Mr. Mayor, going back to 14.1, did you change the liaisons for the different departments?
I have not. I will address that at our next board meeting. And I'll contact everybody and talk to us before the meeting. Let all of you know individually what my ideas are and if you have any different ideas. I just didn't get to it. Not enough hours in the day. Item 14.3, Dunkin' Donuts. I love this.
You got it all there.
Cop on a rooftop. Of all the rooftops to put a cop, it has to be at a donut shop, you know?
Hey, it works for me.
Commander, can you shed some light on that?
Sure. It's a benefit for the special, which is Friday, May 29th. By the end of 2 p.m., we actually are going to be at the Rotation Bowl at 120 and 12. And our very own Chief Gillette will be on top.
Does he throw donuts?
I don't know.
What's the hours?
By the end of 2 p.m. Not the whole time, but it'll be out there.
For a great cause, stop by if you can.
You get a free donut too.
Do you?
If you make a donut donation.
Very good.
Very good.
Has to be more than a tip.
Yeah. Item 14.4, the mayor's comments. The only thing I have to say is I'm excited to have our new board here, and kind of a breath of fresh air, new seating, and look forward to the future. Congratulations on your election, and here's to the village of Round Lake. Let's keep moving forward. And that's all that I have for today. Oh, I will bring up something. Sorry. This Saturday was a wine tasting that was not a raffle, it's an auction, thank you, an auction item at the Chamber of Commerce installation dinner. And it was a wine tasting with the mayor. And the winner was Hal, I can't remember his last name ever, Coxon, from Consumers Credit Union. He's the executive vice president. And he brought a group of people to Gloom's family winery who put on the wine tasting. This is the second year in a row that I've been involved with it. Special thanks to Sue Trippon, trustee for Sue went over the top last year, and she went over the top even further this year with creamed shrimp and little what kind of boats? And the vine bullets, a lightly dilled cream sauce, some absolutely wonderful zucchini meatballs, eggplant meatballs, and marinara sauce, thumbs up. My personal favorite, bourbon meatballs. Buffalo Trace bourbon, I mean, trust me, they were good. and she made a pasta sticks. And also a parfait that was to die for dessert with, quote, freshly made homemade whipped cream and a chocolate-dipped strawberry in the middle of it. And we had a really good time. It was well-received. Hal actually bought everybody who attended a bottle of wine out of appreciation. He's a very gracious man. And I think it was a shining star for Round Lake that night. Sue, again, for all of your work that you put into it, and trust me, she put in a lot of work to this. It was a very good event, and thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you for being a part of it. It benefits the scholarship program for the Chamber of Commerce. And as members of the Chamber of Commerce, I think it's important for us to keep doing our part to encourage more growth and participation and business within our area, not just our own village. So thank you.
Very good. And that's all I have. Trustee comments. It starts down at your end always. We're going to keep that going.
Thank you. Neighbors and I are very concerned with the Huebner Park, which is located off the Park Road. If someone's not familiar, but I have a photograph. It has a, I would call it a pier or a dock that they put on it. And the park is stated under construction, but there's no way to stop anybody from going in there. And we got little kids riding up and down this thing on bicycles. And my concern is if somebody goes in to drink there, they're not going to get out. It's about 12, 14 inches of water and about 2.5 feet of people's mouth. Yes. So I'm deeply concerned about this because I don't want to have a tragedy on our hands.
The buildings in the past went to the park meeting and argued that safety concerns, fire department did, and they weren't going to do anything unless they consulted us first. But now I guess they changed their mind.
The park is open. I mean, there's nothing to prevent anyone from going in there.
It is the strangest.
It is.
The strangest thing. The property that Trustee Foy is referring to on Park Road is a property that was donated by one of our past trustees, John Huebner, and was donated to the Park District. And the Park District built this pier structure. I'm not quite sure why, other than they needed to spend some money. But I know this area. I've grown up here. I have fished in Round Lake. That property used to be called Dave's Landing. It was actually deep enough at one time to launch a small rowboat off of a trailer. But farm tiles, there's a lot of silt and sediment in there. And Kurt, as tall as you are, if you stepped off that pier, you'd have a hard time getting out of there. And I think your concern is warranted. Now, it's not our property. The village can't really take a stand on this. I'm not quite sure what I would recommend other than currently, if you were a citizen that walked in here today and brought this forward to us, we would say that it was duly noted, and I'd ask you to contact the Park District and formally too, with a letter, and see what kind of response they have. And then with Don saying that the fire department is also aware and concerned about this, we were aware and concerned about it. Let's get a response. Do you mind writing them?
No, I don't mind writing at all. I just wanted an opinion of the board before I went ahead and did anything about
them. I'll be happy to do that. So this property is owned by the Park District.
Correct.
But it's still within the bounds of Round Lake. Did it not require a building permit?
Well, would a dock be required? This just wouldn't be required for a permit.
You know, the person you would go to if you wanted me to do so, but because it's private land, would have to be the water agency. I don't know. It's probably trusted as private. There's probably nothing they would even do with this.
No.
Well,
he's going to talk to the park district.
Thank you,
Dennis.
Thank you,
Charlie. So,
everybody
seen this?
Yeah.
So?
I'm good.
Huh?
I just have one question.
Mm-hmm.
Are we supposed to be generating a float for this coming week or weekend?
Mm-hmm. We'll talk about that at the committee of the whole.
Okay. I have no other comments.
I deserve my comments.
With no other comments, any additional business? If not, may I get a motion to adjourn?
Uh-huh.
Motion made by Trustee Trifon, seconded by Trustee Foy. All in favor?
Aye.
Proposed meeting is adjourned at 7:19 p.m.